Life Audio.
Welcome to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. I'm Rachel, and this podcast is where you'll find the space to clear your head and calm your heart. I'm so glad you're here. Make yourself at home. Well, hey there, and welcome to episode 50 of the Untangling Life podcast. I'm Rachel, and I'm so glad you are listening in today. You know, some moments in this world, they are, well, magical. Magical in that we cannot forget them. And for me, one of those times is when the nurse placed the Doppler on my belly and I heard the heartbeat of my precious baby. This happened 6 times over for me, and I will never forget that moment. It is just amazing to think that I have been privileged to birth a child, that God placed another body within mine, and that He put a soul in that body, and that I get the opportunity to hold these babies and to do my very best to please Him and give them back to Him. And it's just an amazing thing when you hear that heartbeat. I think today that so many of us are longing to hear God's heartbeat for us. And I know that I've experienced that. I just want to encourage you with a few words. In the Bible reading plan in His presence, this week we landed for a day on James 4. And I felt the Lord drawing me in this passage to just one sentence in verse 8. James 4 verse 8 says, "Come near to God and He will come near to you." James is a one-liner kind of guy. His writings in this fourth chapter of the book pack a punch. His book has often been called the New Testament version of Proverbs for that very reason. I wish I could hear the tone of James. Do you think it was matter of fact or with a hint of compassion? Was it logical and faith-filled at the same time? It's hard to know. There is no way for us to know the intonation of Scripture. But I believe the reason this phrase jumped from the page at me is because it echoes another passage I've been reading in the Old Testament from 1 Chronicles 28. This passage is an entire chapter on David's plans for the temple with a charge to his son Solomon. And if you know the story, David wanted to build a temple for the Lord, and God told him, "No, I'm sorry, you have shed too much blood. I will give you all of the plans and ideas, but Solomon, your son, will actually be the king who builds the temple for me." And now in 1 Chronicles 28, 9 and 10, David says to Solomon, "And you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father and serve Him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches every heart and understands every desire and every thought. If you seek Him, He will be found by you. But if you forsake Him, He will reject you forever. Consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house as the sanctuary. Be strong and do the work." Then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the portico of the temple, its buildings, its storerooms, its upper parts, its inner rooms, and the place of atonement. He gave him the plans of all that the Spirit had put in his mind for the courts of the temple of the Lord, and all the surrounding rooms for the treasuries of the temple of God and for the treasuries for the dedicated things. There is so much depth to this passage, but I think what arrested me from the passage in James when I was reading, "Come near to God and He will come near to you," is that it felt like it was echoing this Old Testament passage where it says, "The Lord searches every heart and understands every desire and every thought. If you seek Him, He will be found by you." And I think that's such a big if right there. If we seek Him, He will be found by you. One time when my youngest son was at a water park with the rest of our family, he was only 4 years old, and he and his two siblings went around this little lazy river type thing. His two siblings got out right by me, but he did not. And for some reason, the water ride had been shut down in the middle of the ride, and he got out on the other side of the ride. So he was missing. Needless to say, we were just frantic. My mama's heart was panicking, and I contacted the nearest lifeguard. Of course, they have a system to handle this sort of emergency, and they put the codes out for everyone to be on the lookout for him. It was a very scary 20 minutes before we found him, and he was not afraid at all. He was riding on another ride. He was on a slide. He was in complete oblivion. He was not looking for us, though we were frantically looking for him. That's what this passage reminds me of, that if we are seeking the Lord, he will be found by us. I have 3 points that I want to share with you about this idea of seeking God, of longing to lean in and really hear his heartbeat for you. But I'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsor. Thank you so much. We left off at 1 Chronicles 28:9 and 10, and I want to give you those 3 points that I promised about hearing God's heartbeat for you, just leaning in and getting as close to him as you can so that you can really hear what he has for you. I want you to look at the scripture for a moment and think of this. God searches for hearts who are searching for him. This is what James said, and it's also echoed in Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. And then in Jeremiah 9:13, the verse says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." That is his promise. So when we search for God, when we are seeking to draw closer to him, he is coming towards us because he's waiting for that moment. He's looking for us to turn to him, to fix our eyes on him, and to draw as close to him as we possibly can. I want you to think about why he is searching for you. It's just like the prodigal's father who had his eyes fixed on the road, watching for his prodigal son to come home. It's because that was his son. And the same is that God has chosen you to be his child, and he has a purpose and a plan for your life. In Psalm 138:8, the Bible says, "The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever." And the psalmist pleads, "Do not forsake the work of your hands." God has not abandoned you. He has chosen you. And as soon as you turn towards him, he says, "There's my daughter, there's my son, there's my child." And he longs to be as close to you as possible. He has also placed his spirit in you. He's placed his spirit in you. And look what the scripture says in John 16:13. "When the spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. Well, he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come." The spirit of truth. God has placed his spirit in us and with us to provide the truth to us. And that truth is what gives us not just hope and encouragement, but listen to, and this could be an entire study on the Holy Spirit, which I love so much. Oh, by the way, I just finished Max Lucado's book on the Holy Spirit, which is Help Is Here. Highly encourage that read. But here in John 14:26, the Bible says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." So not only will the Holy Spirit teach us as we read God's word and seek him out and long to be closer to him and know who he is and recognize his presence and his promises, then the Holy Spirit also brings to remembrance those promises in the times that we need them. I love that the Holy Spirit is my memory, because I struggled so much with remembering things after I lost my daughter, Taylor. I really had a period of time of about 2 years where my brain was just in a complete fog due to the trauma and due to the grief of processing her loss. And I just couldn't make myself remember things. It was very frustrating. And I learned to rely on the Holy Spirit, especially that time. Well, I first learned to rely on my youngest daughter, who became my brain on legs for a while. I would say, now, Tessa, remind me. And she would be my little reminding tablet. She would help keep me straight on what I was supposed to be doing. But I learned to rely on the Holy Spirit during that time. Besides my sweet Tessa, the Holy Spirit was bringing to my remembrance what God had said in His Word to me, what the passages said that I'd read so many times, that the Lord is near the brokenhearted. It can be challenging to hear God's heartbeat for us when we're not searching for Him, or when we forget that He has chosen us as His children, or when we fail to realize that His Spirit lives within us. The same Spirit that brought Jesus out of the grave lives in us. In Isaiah 55, the Bible says, "Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call on Him while He is near." The prophet Isaiah was reminding his people to turn to the Lord in repentance, and He would have mercy on them. Sin so easily separates us from our Heavenly Father. When we don't understand His ways, bitterness can take root in our hearts, and then that sprouts into rebellion. Isaiah is reminding us that God always, always keeps His promises, and we can trust Him. Today, we can remember that we have the capability of turning our hearts towards the Lord, asking Him for help with our unbelief, asking Him for help with our complacency, asking Him for help to remember that His Word will not return without accomplishing His will. His promises are true. Where would the miracle be in our Heavenly Father if you could fully comprehend His plan? No, just lean in and listen to His heartbeat for you. When we dive into the passages of Scripture that remind us of His presence, that He is alive and active, He is ever near us, only a call away, only a look away, and that when we draw as close to Him as we possibly can, close enough to hear the heartbeat of the promises of His Scripture, then we can experience beautiful, wonderful peace and the beauty of His presence. I hope that you've been encouraged today as we've talked about the Scriptures on how to lean in and hear God's heartbeat for you. If this was an encouragement to you, you may want to pick up the digital download In His Presence, where you'll be guided on a 31-day journey of walking in the presence of the Lord, drawing near to Him day by day as the passages lead you. Each day of the digital download is just a 6-step journey. You read the passage, then there's a section where you lean in. It includes a very short devotional of 100 words to lean into the passage and explain what the passage focuses on. Then there's a section to let it linger, just a short question and devotion there, little journal entry. Then a reminder to look at the verse that stands out the most to you from the passage. Rewrite the verse in your own words. And then other journaling sections on the second page. A prayer section called Look Up. A short little praise section called Lift It Up. And then the last section of each digital download journal page is called Live It Out. And it's just a reminder to apply what you have read in the Scripture for that day. So I hope that you'll take advantage of this journal to lean in, let it linger, look up, lift it up, and live it out each day of the Scripture in His presence. Thanks so much for listening in today. Special thanks to the team at Life Audio Network for their partnership on this podcast. They can be found at lifeaudio.com. And for more resources, you can go to rachelwojo.com/shop for the In His Presence by Boarding Plan, as well as many other faith-based books and resources. Thanks for listening in today. Until next time, God sees you and knows your need. Thank you for listening to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, be sure to subscribe. For show notes and free resources, visit rachelwojo.com. See you again soon.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus. So ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.